Podnuts wants to thank everyone who supports the network by going to www.podnuts.com/Amazon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Geeksters, episode 137. This is a show where we talk about all things geeky. If it has a computer at some point, we're going to talk about it. I'm Martin Obando, one of the hosts here. Before we introduce both Mitch and Tim, I want to thank Repair Tech Solutions for their support of the Podnuts Network. They make a program called Tech Suite, the ultimate computer repair toolkit. It downloads, installs, maintains, and automates over 300 commonly used repair utilities. You can even add your own if you want to. Check them out at repairtechsolutions.com, or even simpler and even better, go to podnuts.com. Very, very top, you're going to see a banner to them, and just click on them, and they'll take you right there. We want to thank Repair Tech Solutions for their support of the Podnuts Network. Hey, Tim. Hey, Mitch. I feel like it's been a while. I'm feeling better. Last week we were gone. I was so sick. Mitch, I think you were ill. I was doing okay as far as being able to be on the show. You probably wouldn't want to see me, and you definitely wouldn't want to have heard me. I was I had the frog in my throat.
Yeah, I was ill from working on a Sony Vaio laptop, and I'm still ill about it.
Oh, gotta watch those Sony Vaios. They're contagious.
And it was pink, or it is pink.
It's got pink eye.
Nice.
It's a pink laptop. It's a girl's laptop.
Well, awesome. That's
kind of sexist.
Well, we'll get into it whenever you're ready.
What, the sexism or the girl's laptop?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Big show tonight. All right.
That's right. Everybody, hope you have a drink. Sit down. We may be here a while.
That's it.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Good, man. All this crazy talk coming up pulls my recoil starter like a lawnmower. I'm doing all right. I was not sick last week. I was still illing.
You were illing?
I was illing.
Were you doing something good?
No, man. I was just being myself. But
oh, well, that's
good. But I was not sick. So now our illnesses are all out of sync. So I hope that's not an issue in the future.
I hope so. I hope not as well.
Okay. But anyway,
you know what? You guys
we haven't done a show since the Linux Fest, right?
I mean, no, we did one.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought we missed the one like on the return. So all right, we did talk about
Linux Fest. We did a show 2 weeks ago, and that was after Linux Fest, wasn't it?
All right.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I didn't think we talked about
it. What we missed was Patch Tuesday. So that missing hole in your heart, that was Patch Tuesday.
Patch Tuesday.
Because that's what Microsoft has to
do. Am I wrong? Does it seem like we talk about this every Tuesday? It seems like every Tuesday we're talking about...
Every Tuesday's Patch Tuesday.
I think Tim's right, because the last show...
Was the 4th, we missed the 11th.
The 4th we did, that was the last one, yeah.
Okay. And that was in Patch Tuesday.
Okay, you're right. And the show before that was before the Linux Fest, okay. I got the dates up here. Continue.
Okay. What you guys been doing?
Well, as you know, I was working on a very, very infected Sony laptop, and the model number was, who cares, because it doesn't matter, it's a Vaio. It's pretty nice, it's an i3, had 8 gigabytes of RAM, and the first thing I did, and I could run anything, Malwarebytes, and like 2,300 some infections, and 260 some the next time, and it's running Junkware Removal Tool, Adware Cleaner, Browser Cleaners, and long story short, everything was clean except for, as you know, Martin, Chrome was getting pop-ups. With your keen eye, you can see where it said Browser Ignite, which is a specific infection, which could not be found anywhere.
No.
So many how-tos, and in a registry, there is no remarks or nothing in there. And the only thing I'm thinking, well, what I did discover that if I would kill, I could kill when I had Chrome running and going to Task Manager, so the RunDLL32 file in there, I could kill that. And then it was fine. But, you need them. There's like, I don't know, 8 or so different ones on there. And, I even went to VirusTotal, and everything's coming back clean on there. I guess I could do SFC, but System File Checker. I don't know if I would have done anything. But with all the time we put in this, I'm going to do a clean install.
Yeah.
So, and it did have 8.1. And so I recovered from the factory partition, but it was Windows 8, not 8.1. So it did all the updates, and I could see it in the store, then it wouldn't download. It said try again later. Can't continue. There was something wrong. And so this was going on and on and on. So it didn't work. Try to do it manually. And when you do it manually, there's like, I don't know, three or four files. That didn't work. So what's going on? So I'm on Sony's site. And they're saying you need to do it in a specific order. It's got a ton of Sony software. You need to update that first. Then get the Windows update. So I did it, went through the whole doggone stuff again with a reinstall. And there's like several gigabytes of updates after you get Windows installed, you know, Windows 8 installed itself, just to get a chance to get to Windows 8.1. So the same thing happened again. And I did it a third time, this time wired, not on wireless. So it was acting a little differently. And I thought it was going to work, but then it said reverting back after it did all these.
Oh, I hate that.
And it does. It just hangs. It was there for
two or three
hours.
So
you've had that before, I gather.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's infuriating because you know you're like, okay, just updates. I mean, it's not like you're on a quest, you know, where it's like, well, maybe this will work. Maybe it's just Windows updates. And then it's like reverse. It's like, no. Don't. I need you to go forward, not backward. At least stay where you're at. But reverting, oh, that makes me so furious. It's infuriating. And it can take forever sometimes. Reverting.
What I was reading, you know, guys had it going on for 3 days. I said, what? And heck with this. I had a retail version. You know, I was salt on cheap. So I put that in there. That worked fine. Got all the updates. I'm pretty much done with it now. But it was just so frustrating. So I'm going to tell them, call them up and tell them that, call Sony up and see if they'll give you a retail, you know, OEM disk for Windows 8.1. Tell them that, you know, just tell them that the hard drive went up and see what they say. Because, I mean, evidently there is a lot of issues, people upgrading from Windows 8 to 8.1. I mean, I could have read for a month. There was so much issues out there, and still not got nowhere near all the information. It's just ridiculous. You shouldn't have to go through that.
And what exactly is? I mean, what's the cause of that problem? I mean, why isn't this a smooth process? Why is there something broken on the third party, you know, vendor with the hardware? Is something broken on Microsoft side?
See, it came with me, and you know, with the infection, it had 8.1 on it. So evidently they got the updates, but you know, that was since way back when. But you know, how many updates has Windows had since then? It was done in like February of last year to Windows 8.1. So something's going on between that, and it's got a ton of Sony software. It's updating too. And which I don't have it on there now, thank goodness. I don't know. I mean, it was just so confusing as anything, and you shouldn't have to go through that. It should just update. I did it once. See, I've only done it once before in Windows 8, then upgrading to Windows 8.1. That went well. I mean, I had trouble. The recovery partition didn't work at all on this HP, but I had another disk of mine that matched up, and it activated because it was the same thing.
Well, I mean, ultimately it solved, so that's good.
I was going for, it was like from Thursday night. I don't know when you, I think, I don't know if I had you in Saturday night, Martin, or was it Friday? I can't remember, but it was just so much.
I think it was Saturday night.
It was ridiculous. I mean, so much time I put into this, and I tried to get hold of Brian, BrightTech 09, because that's what he specializes in, and, you know, getting rid of those hijackers. And I told him, I got hold of him after the fact, and I did. I did run this, and there was a specific browser. I can't remember what it was that you run, and it was coming back clean. Crazy.
Yeah. I remember jumping in there with you and taking a look at that, and it, everything was coming back clean, like you said. All the JRT, ADW cleaner. You ran some stuff. I ran some stuff. It just, nothing was coming out good on it. Everything was coming back clean, and then we would reboot the computer, jump back into Chrome, and there'd be a pop-up.
Yeah, it was all that browser Ignite, which is a specific one. You see a ton of things out there. None of them work. See, I was thinking, like, maybe if, I didn't know what to look for, you know, obviously when I first turned the computer on. But I'm wondering, because a lot of things you see the fixes, you'll see it in the add-remove program. So yeah. I was wondering if it would have been there, if I would have looked. Of course, I didn't know at the time. But then I was thinking about, maybe if I reinstall it, because maybe it got It got removed and partially removed. It didn't remove the offending DLL or executable, that whatever it was calling out. But it was hooked to that Run32 DLL some way or another. And I was running what's the Microsoft program? Process Explorer, and yeah. Nothing really out of the whack. I mean, it was except for maybe that the one Run DLL32, which was in your Windows WoW 64 folder. So that was the only thing that's coming to my mind. But it was nothing was showing. I ran a couple online scans, and it was saying not infected. So I just
what was it doing in safe mode?
I never did go in safe mode. Never did.
Yeah,
because Windows 8.1, I think you gotta go in device. You gotta tell it to go in. I never even bothered because everything was running in Windows. But I probably should have gone in safe mode. And there was a couple other programs I could have run, but I
didn't. Yeah, I was following that conversation pretty loosely, but it was like, my gosh, what the heck? What I was wondering what ultimately the solution was. So, interesting.
I know it could have been fixed. You just it was like finding the needle in the haystack.
No, at some point it's not giving up. It's just
giving
in to reality. I mean, time to move along.
Yeah, I spent so much time. And another thing was just doing the reinstall and getting the updates and trying to get Windows 8.1 update on it. That was driving me nuts.
It's
just ridiculous, totally ridiculous.
Yeah,
but I'm done.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to choose to nuke and pave. Unfortunately,
sometimes that's all you got left.
Yep.
And most of the time, you choose to do it too late. I know I do.
Well, I mean, because like we want to figure things out as techs. You hate to give in, even though most places, you work for a big company. If it takes more than a half hour, reimage it. You know, they're not gonna waste time trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Hey guys, could you check the chat really quick? Sorry about that.
Sure. Okay, man.
So hey, we're gonna have to cut Geeksters short tonight. I apologize for that. We got one story in. I got a call just a moment ago, and I got a site that just went down. They're completely hard down, no internet, and unfortunately, they need to be online to be able to do any kind of their transactions and any kind of work that they're doing. So,
but that's what you get with us. It's real life. I mean,
this
is what we do, and we do this in our free time, and when it conflicts, free time's out the window, and so is the Geeksters. So,
yeah. I do have some notes I want to throw in the chat room, some sites, but we'll throw them back out next time. If we get a chance, maybe we can get together and do another session before next Tuesday. We'll just have to kind of see what
that would be good.
What's playing out and stuff like that. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for watching us.
And I'll hang out and chat for a while and BS a little bit.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and I'll probably end up stopping the broadcast. So are you going to stay online or are you going to go ahead and just stay in the chat?
I'll hang out and chat.
Okay. So check Tim out. My computer died this afternoon, so Maya had to do a refresh, so I have nothing. But I may have to head down into Portland to fix this problem, so we'll see what happens. But
good luck,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, guys, for coming hanging out with us. Podnuts.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi folks, Lisa here from Call That Girl's Remote Support Show. Did you know that I have a brand spanking new show coming out called Call That Girl's Office 365 Show? You can check it out right here on the Podnuts Network by going to podnuts.com/CTG. Listen to all of my day-to-day problems and solutions I have with Outlook, third-party apps, and Office 365.